Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 1. The Great Question in the Book of Job and the Great Answer. Wednesday Related Verses. John chapter 10, verse 10b. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Psalm chapter 105, verse 4. Seek Jehovah and his strength. Seek his face continually. Psalm chapter 73, verses 25 and 26. Whom do I have in heaven but you? And besides you, there is nothing I desire on earth. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the rock of my heart and my portion forever. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 18. But whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. For our momentary lightness of affliction works out for us more and more surpassingly an eternal weight of glory. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. That he might present the church to himself glorious, not having spot or wrinkle or any such things, but that she would be holy and without blemish. Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Suggested reading. The Bible of 66 books is for only one thing: for God in Christ, by the Spirit, to dispense himself into us, to be our life, our nature, and our everything, that we may live Christ and express Christ. This should be the principle that governs our life. In a practical way, it should be today's tree of life for our enjoyment. The Bible is not mainly a book of prophecy, teaching, or types. The Bible is a book of God's economy. To say merely that the Bible is a book consistently on Christ is not adequate. The Bible is on Christ in God's economy. God's economy is to dispense himself in his divine Trinity in Christ by the Spirit into us, that we may have him as our life, nature, and everything. When we experience this, it is no longer we who live, but it is Christ who lives in us. This is the tree of life. The regenerated ones, who are divinely human and humanly divine, spontaneously become an organism, the body of Christ, which is the church of God as the new man, in God's new creation, to carry out God's new career, that is, to build up the body of Christ for the fullness, the expression of the triune God. This fullness as the organism of the triune God will consummate in the new Jerusalem. The Bible begins with God in his creation as the initiation, and ends with the New Jerusalem, which is the mingling of the triune God and all his chosen, redeemed, regenerated, transformed, conformed, and glorified tripartite people. The New Jerusalem is thus a constitution of God with man to express God for eternity. To see this is to have an overview of the entire Bible. In our reading of the Bible, we need to focus our attention on God's eternal economy for the divine dispensing. Unless we know God's economy, we will not understand the Bible. Christ is not only the center of the Bible, but also the centrality and universality of God's economy. It was in this economy that Christ became incarnated, that he went to the cross to pass through crucifixion, that he came out from death and entered into resurrection, and that in resurrection he was begotten of God to be God's firstborn son, and as the last Adam became the life-giving spirit to regenerate all his believers, to make them the same as he is in life and nature, that they might become his brothers and the sons of God. These sons, plus the firstborn, all become a new man, with him as the head, and with the church as his body, to carry out God's eternal purpose to consummate in the New Jerusalem. If we see this revelation concerning God's economy, then we will be able to understand the book of Job. Job suffered God's stripping and consuming, but he did not understand what was happening to him. Job could say, "You have hidden these things in your heart. I know that this is with you." He knew that God had a purpose, but he did not know what God's purpose was. Job and his three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, were in the realm of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Even though Job was on a somewhat higher level than his friends, he and they were still in the same realm. God was trying to rescue them from that realm and put them into the realm of the tree of life. The first thing God had to do was to strip Jacob, consume him, and tear him down so that he would become nothing as a person under suffering. This became the base for God to rebuild Job with the divine Trinity, that Job could be a new man, a part of God's new creation, to fulfill God's eternal economy for God's expression.